Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
There are debates, there are hot takes, there are strong opinions, but in the quest for the truth, there is only one way to get the final say. It's time to fire up the Bartometer.
No, I am not joking. I may need to kill the Bartometer. We'll still come up with like a list segment, but the whole artificial intelligence, although I do like the Bartificial intelligence, that's a nice play on words. AI's creeping me out, man. This VO3 thing that Google made. I'll tell you, I tried it. I tried it today, and I tried to make some clips to show the dangers of it, of course. And it wasn't, I can't figure out to get audio with it. I don't know. But I just saw a bunch. I saw a bunch of people made AI prompts now where the prompts don't believe that they're prompts. And that seems scary because we already could be in a simulation. So that's a little close to home. Not sure on that one. Still doing research. And you can do AI of, like, news anchors.
Are you serious?
And the one that they showed is just some woman anchor saying J.K. Rowling's boat was capsized by orcas. Okay, that's harmless, and you know that that's nothing. But who's to say you can't make an AI say, this country's invading this country. You have 5 minutes. You can't tell. And even if you can tell, remember that the average person is at least half of the average people are at least dumber than you. So just remember that. Very scary. So I'll have to talk about that to the powers that be. I am very afraid of where we're heading here. Anyway, a segment on artificial intelligence. It is the Bartometer. The Bartometer tonight is ranking the individuals that would benefit the most from winning the NBA Finals this season. So who remaining of the coaches, players, front office executives, who remaining might benefit the most in terms of public opinion, the court of the NBA, where they rank all time, who would benefit the most? At number 8, there is a good argument against putting this person on this list, because even if they won the finals, I think the fan base would still overall hate him. But James Dolan, New York Knicks owner, is number 8 on this list. He has meddled for a long time. He has been quick with the reactionary firings and hirings. But he hired a guy in Leon Rose as the team president, the architect of this turnaround, and has gotten out of the way. So Leon Rose did not make the top 8, and he probably, he would get more credit than Dolan, but Dolan is simply getting credit for getting out of the way. When you have a bad owner, there's no way out except to hope that the bad owner stops being bad, and James Dolan did that. New York fans should make pilgrimages to the Sphere in Las Vegas, as that has dominated his attention, and this just become a thing he owns. So, Knicks fans would probably still have negative opinions about James Dolan, but it would soften the blow. He comes in at number 8. At number 7, a guy who's thought of as a good coach, but maybe not a coach that gets the credit he deserves, is Rick Carlisle. Rick Carlisle comes in at number 7 on this list. Rick Carlisle has won a championship with the Dallas Mavericks, back with Dirk, but he could win his second championship with a second team. Pat Riley's done that. Alex Hannum did it back in the 50s and 60s. Obviously, Phil Jackson did it. But it's a very rare feat. You know, it's a very rare feat to have a coach win different titles. Where does he get vaulted into any all-time conversation if he wins a second championship? And with this team, we had an Indiana caller very passionate last night talk about how all these other teams might have the superstars. They've got the best team. Well, if that's the case, you got to give a lot of credit to the coaching. And Rick Carlisle deserves a lot of credit. He comes in at number 7 on the list of whose legacy would improve the most or benefit the most from winning a title this year. Number 6. Number 6 is Rudy Gobert. Almost for the same logic as James Dolan. People will still clown on Rudy Gobert. It's just what we do. But it would quiet the critics quite a bit if Rudy Gobert was able to win a championship. He did what to the microphone? They traded how many picks for him? His playoff performance was how bad compared to how he is in the regular season? And Gobert, like, tonight, they have 97 points. There's 2.5 minutes to go. They're down 12. He's got 5 points, 9 rebounds. They need a little more from him. He had 2 points in game one of that series. Game 5 against the Lakers, that clincher. Remember, he had 27 points and 24 boards. Where the hell did that come from? But Rudy Gobert, who a lot of people make fun of, harder to make fun of when you have a NBA Finals ring. At number 5. We've got 4 teams remaining in the NBA playoffs. So let's look at the star players of those 4 teams. At number 5 would be Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He won the MVP, so that elevates him a little bit in the eyes of the league. I don't think that he's at the point where he needs to win a title. He's still so young to validate, like, what sort of ascension he's on. There is the thing I talk about a lot where if you win MVPs, you better at some point win a championship. SGA at the age of 26. But we think the Thunder are going to be around a while. This guy's about to get a Supermax. Final year of that deal, $78 million would come his way. That's nearly $1 million per game. So he's a great player. He's the MVP. We know that. We know how lopsided the trade was because of him. But he comes in at number 5. He's lower than at number 4. Anthony Edwards takes up number 4. Just because with the face of the league conversations, and maybe it's because Gilgeous-Alexander is Canadian and Anthony Edwards is American, and you look at the MVPs as of late, Jokic, SGA, Giannis, Embiid. We've got guys from overseas, or at least not the United States, winning the MVP in the American Professional League. Anthony Edwards can be the American to take it back. He's only 23, so he's young, but he seems to be giving or getting the same sort of entry ramp that Jason Tatum had. Like, we want you to be the face of the league. All you have to do is win a championship, and you'll be the face of the league. Well, you have to win the finals MVP. Tatum fell short in that regard. Tatum, still doesn't feel like, you know, when LeBron and Steph or KD are done, it doesn't feel like, okay, now it's Tatum's time. Tatum's certainly a player in the story, but it feels more like one of these guys that are left in the playoffs are going to take that mantle, or this group of guys. Gilgeous Alexander, Anthony Edwards, and then at number three, Jalen Brunson. Guys that would benefit the most from a title, Jalen Brunson in at number three. He's in New York. He's already clutch. There's a lot of good things going his way. There's been a lot of great Knicks over the years with Ewing and Frazier and Reed and any of these guys. And there was a segment where he was called a couple of weeks ago the greatest Knick of all time. You win a championship in 2025 here after that drought, you know what? Maybe you are. And if you're the greatest player in the greatest city in the world, as it were.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's going to go pretty well for your legacy and your standing in the league. Jalen Brunson at number three. Number two. And this, I think, is razor thin between number two and number one. We got one player left, and we have a coach. And at number two, I just saw what the Bartometer gave me, and I almost want to change it. But at number two, Tyrese Haliburton is going to be on the list. He is the cornerstone of this team. Traded 3 years ago for Domantas Sabonis and other players involved. He was viewed as the most overrated player in the league. You win an NBA championship, that's done. Doesn't matter what guys like me say about you. Doesn't matter what your peers say about you. You become a generational talent, possibly surpass Reggie Miller's standing in the organization. I would think you'd have to. And almost become the guy. And you settle into the villain role. Remember when LeBron went to Miami and he kind of did the villain role? And that was good. We like that. Well, Tyrese Haliburton can do the same. But at number one, I think the person that would benefit the most from a title by way of the Bartometer is Tom Thibodeau, head coach of the New York Knicks. This is a guy who in his career has never made an NBA Finals. He coached in Chicago for 5 years. He coached in Minnesota for three. He's been in New York, and we're almost up on Thibodeau time. Because he's a guy that comes in there bat out of hell, will help turn your organization around. Got Chicago to the conference finals or semifinals. Got them winning more. Now, he took over the year they had Derrick Rose, right? The MVP year. Never could get back to the conference finals. Minnesota was there for a few years. Ended up getting fired. Jimmy Butler nonsense. New York, he's improving nearly with every season. We're in the conference finals now. And I don't think it will happen, but you can make the case, like, let's say the Knicks get swept. Do they look for a new coach? It's very possible. Thibodeau, he's kind of like Jimmy Butler in that way, where you're somewhere for a few years and it's really good, but there's an expiration date on how long you can last in a certain place. And if he were to get fired, he'll pop up somewhere else immediately But if he wins the championship here, this validates everything that we've always thought about him. Oh, he plays his guys too long. It's too much on the defense. He's running these guys into the ground. Well, it could give him a championship. So I totally get the argument for Tyrese Halliburton. Coming off my lips to your ears, I feel like the Bartometer may have erred there. But Tom Thibodeau is the Bartometer's number one guy who would benefit the most from a championship. Another factor of that is time. If the Pacers don't win this year, they'll bring back the same crew and they'll have chances. Time could run out for Tom Thibodeau. Who benefits the most from a title? Number 8, James Dolan. Number 7, Rick Carlisle. Number 6, Rudy Gobert. 5, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. 4, Anthony Edwards. 3, Jalen Brunson. 2, Tyrese Halliburton. 1, Tom Thibodeau. Your thoughts on that? Reaction to the Thunder winning now officially game 2 as well. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Shut it down, Bartometer! Still running on that 95. See, I'm all afraid of AI, but that's why my machine's running on that Windows 95.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.